This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. It's Bishop and Bickle and the Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's also a burgundy and gold game day on The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice, paulhenryswindows.com. We're going to have Coach Ron Rivera on in about...
Next.
23 minutes.
Yep.
He is going to come on the show. It's game day, but he's still going to do it. Got a lot of questions for him.
Also, it is my daughter's birthday, my middle daughter, Megan Bickle. So happy 19th to her. I'm sure she's asleep. But still, nevertheless, important day in the Bickle household. So,
Hey, you should throw a rock against the wall for Ron.
What do you mean?
Just because that's his bit.
Where do you want me to do it?
Just like against the wall.
I kind of respect this building. If we were in the old building.
You wouldn't care. Yeah, you wouldn't
care. The old building, literally, I peed in a sink. Lurch. I think, did you
spits
pee?
He spits on the floor.
You used to spit on the floor. Did you pee on the floor?
No, I would never do that.
In the trash can?
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah. We used to take footballs. I will admit this. It was CBS owned the company at the time. We had a lot of anger and hostility. We would take the footballs and fire them at the walls to try to make holes. We'd throw it as hard as we could. Mm. That's how much we disrespected the building.
You're talking about in Fairfax?
Yes.
All right.
We were angry.
Just pummeled that
place. We were hostile.
Well, I mean, someone ran into it. God drove his car into the building.
You know, I remember one time I went upstairs into the kitchen.
Yep.
It would be like going over here in the kitchen, and I stood up on the thing and went whiz.
Why'd you do that? Just because you disrespected it?
I disrespected it.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. I was being disrespectful.
Well, you know what I do here if I'm walking around and I got the snotties?
No, I don't even want it.
I'll just do that.
Yeah, but not on the floor.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. He's a monster.
You're peeing in sinks in the kitchen of other buildings.
15 years ago. You're doing it today. All right, play the music, Valdez.
All right, it's time for the EP. What's your Ricky Henderson?
There's not a lot. Let's go to Robert.
We haven't taken any calls today.
We're going to go to Robert. Robert is apparently upset at me. Robert, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man. How are you?
What's up, Rob?
I am well. I'm listening to the podcast yesterday, and that writer from the Philadelphia Inquirer was on.
Yep.
And he just pwned you.
Marcus
and
Hayes.
I was waiting for the clap back. I was getting very excited for you to just put him in his place, maybe even do the toilet flush, and it just never
They're
going
to blame it on me, though.
I am going to blame it on Jason.
They're going to blame it on me.
No, here's the thing. So... the guy came on, he was nice, whatever, and then he started doing his shtick, and I just wanted to point out a few things where I maybe disagreed with him. He didn't want to be interrupted, and so then he kind of like bitched me, and he goes, I'm not done yet.
He goes, I'm still talking.
Yeah, and But the thing is I looked at Jason.
Oh, EB, I'm still talking.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
So I looked at Jason because we both were like raising our eyebrows. I go, so he trying to go? Because I, yeah. You know, we would never really back down from that. And then Jason would just say, let him talk. Like Jason was being really
well,
weird.
I mean, did you want it to be awkward where you actually got into an argument about not finishing your points, or did you want him to actually talk about the game and his feelings and all?
Well, that point, sometimes you throw that out the window. It doesn't matter. If a guy insults you, now it's like throw that out the window. So I was ready to go, but I looked at Jason, and I didn't know this. But apparently Jason had booked this interview behind the scenes and was emailing back and forth with the guy to set up the time.
Yeah.
And so I guess Jason felt some weird sort of loyalty to him. And it was like it was his buddy or something.
It was a connection.
I'm pulling back the curtain 100%.
Right.
Jason kind of made me feel guilty. And he was like, let him finish. Let him finish. Like he, you know, and I was like, all right. Now, I'll be honest. If the other guys were here, I would have blown off Jason. And I said, oh, I'll just ignore him the rest of the show, piss him off, who cares?
Right.
I can work with the other guys. But it was just Jason, and I got to work with him for another 2 hours. He was being weird.
See, I told you he was going to blame
me. And another 2 days, too.
Yeah. Jason
not just
was
2 hours.
Weird, like it was his buddy, so I was like, all right, I'll let the guy you know, pontificate and bitch me. That's fine. I could take the high road here. So that's what happened. That's honestly what happened.
It was actually the one time that I was hoping that you would hang up on a guest because I wouldn't have to deal with it because Jason booked them and it's his little buddy.
Yeah, right.
That's Jason's problem.
Believe
now.
Me, I have no problem sparring with people. I actually like arguing. I like it. And this guy insulted me. I thought he said some things that were, you know, he had a basic premise that I disagreed with. I didn't think I was being rude. You know, he said something, and then I said, well, wait a second. I don't necessarily agree with that. Whatever. But
and get him back on the phone.
No, it's not worth it. I did it out of respect for Jason.
Right.
To be honest.
Jason, I told you. I'm going to tell you, Rob.
No, it's not the blaming Jason. It's true. Jason asked me to let him fit. I got a weird vibe from him, and then I realized.
Because it was getting uncomfortable where they were just going.
But often. I would say
I actually wanted to have him on the show because I thought his column was funny and he took the other side of it. I knew we were going to argue about something, but you were arguing about something that didn't really matter. You know what I'm saying?
No. He didn't like, I guess he thought I interrupted him, but whatever.
It's your show.
It's my show. Is he talk forever? I mean, in normal dialogues, when people make a point and you disagree with the point, oftentimes you'll say, well, wait a second. I don't necessarily agree with that. To me, that's normal interaction.
Well, we do that with each other all the time, but not all the time with the guests.
I don't know. I just have a conversation with people.
I mean, you wouldn't do that with Coach Love or Coach Rivera or any of those
guys. I don't know. I like to have a conversation. I actually interrupted Coach Love on the last phone call, if you listen to it. But I'm not trying to be rude. But that's honestly what happened.
Yep.
I did that out of respect for Jason because it was like he was his long-lost uncle or something.
Yeah, he gets drinks with him at the U-Bar. Right.
Yeah.
When he was up
Jason
in Philly.
Didn't want me to blow it up, and so I didn't. That's honestly what
all right.
happened.
See, there you go, Rob.
I believe it. One more thing, guys. Really looking forward to the Christmas show. About halfway through JP's book. It's fantastic. A lot of passive voice, but I still love the book.
A lot of what?
Good one, guys.
A lot of what?
Passive voice.
What do you mean by that?
It's just a writing faux pas.
Yes.
What is that? Can you explain that to me? Because I'm not a writer, so...
Maybe Bit Season can talk about it, but just a lot of passive voice. It's
he had an editor. Why did he not pick up on that?
We had gone to the movie theater rather than we went to the movie theater.
Yes, that's considered passive
just
writing.
Basic grammatical mistakes.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
All right. He's not an author.
I mean, Simon and Schuster, they weren't editing it.
No, but he did have an editor, so they should have picked that up. They should have picked that up. All right, thank you. Thank you, Robert.
We had gone, so that's funny.
Oh, really? I didn't, you know, I'm halfway through. I mean, I'm not really
You probably wouldn't notice that.
I'm not looking at it for that. I'm looking at it like, you know, maybe if you miss a period or something. I'm not really.
My buddy, who says he never reads books, says he's 50 pages in. He was reading it last night. And
people really like it.
He says he likes it.
Yeah, no. People like it. And there's a lot in there. So
that's a ton. There's like 40 chapters. Something crazy.
And he whittled out. What did he whittle out? Like 30,000 or 40,000 pages of it or something?
Who knows? He could talk forever and write forever. Huh?
Like 100,000 like words.
Yeah, not pages, words.
Yes. Yeah.
I think he ended up deleting like 30,000 words or something. So, all right. I'll do a couple quick stories here EP-wise before we have Coach Ron on next break. Leo DiCaprio, apparently, did he pull a Mike Wise? Is this what Mike did? Remember, Mike Wise, who, by the way, is living in Mexico. I don't know if you realize this.
Didn't know it.
Mike Wise is living in Mexico for, like, the next 2 years while his wife has a job there.
Okay.
And whatever. I'm going to miss Mike this summer. He's not going to be at my pool.
Oh, that's right. You guys go to the same pool.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I hang out with Mike all summer. Mike jumped into a pond or something, right? And almost donked off trying to save his dog. Do you remember that? I think he's written a few columns about this. Well, Leo DiCaprio apparently jumped into a frozen lake to save his dog.
Wow.
I could see, Jason, I could see you doing that.
100% I would do it.
Would you? You would potentially risk your life for your dog's life?
100%.
Wow.
Yep.
What if it was like assume, a 70-30 you're going to die?
I mean, I would assume.
Like, would you do
it? I don't know if you would just think of it that way. I think you would panic.
I think I would think of it that way.
And you'd be so desperate to get your dog out of the lake, you just jump in.
Well, that's how Brett's brother died.
Well, yeah.
He went back into the house.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's definitely admirable.
Where was
this?
And
I know people do it. Leo apparently jumped into frozen waters to save his two rescue huskies while filming Don't Look Up. I guess they were on a... let me see. I was trying to figure out where the hell they were.
The internet sucks here.
They say it's not the first time DiCaprio's done this. He rescued a guy who fell overboard one of their yachts in St. Bart's in 2019.
Apparently, it was in California.
Is that where they were filming? But it was frozen waters.
Yeah, somewhere.
The two dogs, Jack and Jill, they fell into a frozen lake. And I don't know. I guess he didn't know what to do.
Those are cool-looking dogs. If those are his dogs, those are cool-looking dogs.
But have you ever been in, like...
Drabby, you would do the same thing.
Yeah,
you would jump in a lake. You
would risk your life for your dogs?
Yeah.
You'd be a pain in the ass to get out of that lake.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
130 pounds.
My hot tub, I had to take the water out of it. Right? Believe me, this relates. My daughter was in there, and I told them before, you can't be wearing all your lotions. She had all her friends over. They had like a hot tub party. I said, I know this sounds weird, but you got to go jump in the shower and get your lotions off because the water gets all bubbly, and then it's gross, right? Because you put the jets on, and there's bubbles everywhere. It's disgusting. Of course, that's what happened. So I had to drain it after the party, whatever, drain it, 500 gallons. Drain it, load it up. And then I had to replace the filters, do all the nonsense. I put my hand in the water. I guess it was about 50 degrees before it warmed up as I was replacing the filters. I could barely twist the filter to lock it into place before my arm was frozen. I could literally last in 50-degree water. I'm going to say, be honest, 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
Right.
Well, to jump into a frozen lake to save a dog?
Yeah. You probably got 2 or 3 minutes tops.
I'm not doing it. I don't. Yeah, 2 minutes. I don't think you'd make it. I could do 10 seconds of my arm in 50-degree water. And I.
But
like,
you know how bad
out.
I would feel if my dog fell in a lake and I just watched it die.
I would feel bad too, but I would be done.
I would be done.
I would feel bad too. But I just don't think people understand how cold. Like what a frozen lake means. It's probably colder than 50 degrees, right? Is it probably 30 degrees? You know, freezing's 32.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I don't think you could be frozen at 50. I put my arm into 50-degree water. Jason, I'm telling you, 10 seconds, that's all I could last.
I know. It's cold, but I give him props. The adrenaline's flowing.
I guess
so
I give him props.
So he probably wasn't even feeling it. He wanted to get those dogs out. Both dogs fell in or just one?
Two, I think.
Yeah.
Drabby, you ever been in freezing cold water like that? Like a pond or something that's butt cold?
I'm out of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, that's because like out there, that's always butt cold.
It's about 50 degrees, yeah.
And how long do you last? 10 seconds? Like you ever do like a polar? Do they do like a polar?
Yeah, we've done the polar plunge.
Yeah, you're in and out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Butt cold.
Yeah.
you're donking off in a frozen lake because you can't get out and then you're in there too long.
Right. But I mean, too long could be 30 seconds, a minute. Like you could, that's how quickly you could donk off. Like if you have to swim out. To get the dog, you might not even get there.
Well, I'm assuming that it was just right on the edge. Yeah,
yeah, I know. So I mean, he probably ate it, obviously.
So he might have just walked in.
But, like, I don't know what happened with Wise. Didn't Wise, wasn't he flailing and donking off and then, like, a passerby saved his life? I think that's what happened. I think his dog went into the butt cold pond or lake or whatever it was, the Anacostia, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
he jumped in, and then all of a sudden now Mike is struggling, and like some jogger or something saved his life.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, jogger.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
So you would be opposed to doing like an ice bath? You know how like
opposed to it? Of course I would. I have so much respect for athletes. My daughter does it. My son, they jump in these tubs or whatever after games. You know, athletes do it all the time. I don't know how they do it. I truly have no idea how they do it. And the cryotherapy bit, B-Bitch does it all the time.
Well, he likes that because it's over in 2 minutes, unlike an ice bath, which is 20 minutes.
Yeah. An ice bath.
I couldn't do that.
I don't know how people do it. My daughter does it. My son does it. I don't know how they do it. It's a, you know. But I'm going to put ice on my chest tonight, though. Don't think I'm not.
Drabby, I don't know how
I might
you
do it before my
if
nap.
You had to jump in a lake to get Oaktown, who's 130 pounds, I mean, how would you do that?
We're probably both going into the abyss.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that would be impossible.
Well, no, because, I mean, the water makes it easy. I mean, they float.
I understand it, but how is he going to get it out? I mean, he's got to get it out either into another boat or he's got to get it out on shore. I mean, that would be tough with 130. My dog's only 65 pounds, a lot easier. 130 pounds, that'd be hard.
I would assume. I don't know.
And who knows how the dog reacts in, you know, a frozen lake or a river.
I'm probably not jumping in any lakes unless it would have to be a human.
Hopefully that'll never happen.
And it would have to be a child.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll never happen.
Yeah. I don't think I'm doing it for
an animal. I'm never going to have to jump into a frozen lake to save someone.
But you might for a dog. I mean, that is a common thing.
My dog's never going to be near a frozen lake.
All right, it might.
Or on a frozen lake.
I know, you're not near one.
I won't do it.
Lived in Minnesota or something?
Well, thank God I don't.
All right, should we go to break? We have Coach Ron coming up next, right?
We can
get
Ron
an EP later if we want. I got a lot of questions for Ron. I'm actually going to jock Ron. Let's see how Ron takes this, but I'm actually going to jock him. Now, sometimes I say
He's
going to
love you for it when you say it.
Well, I don't know.
How could he not?
Because
you're going to tell him you love him in the underdog role.
I think it's a compliment, but he might not like it. He might take it the wrong way.
You've got a good vibe. Should I tell him that I don't think he's got a chance to win if
no,
Gilbert
don't say
starts?
That. That'll piss him off. Let me
right.
let me warm him up.
All right.
All right. When we come back, we'll have Coach Ron Rivera. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We haven't taken any calls on the game tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe next hour we'll do that.
I don't know. People buy it just like wait and see.
I know.
Maybe don't
well, you don't even know who's
going to
play quarterback. You have no idea. I mean,
yeah. It's a weird
who's going?
Time.
Is Heineke going? Is Allen going? Is GG going? Who's going tonight?
I keep telling you, I have a vibe they're going to be competitive for sure.
But you do have a vibe that Gilbert's going to play and not.
I do. So we'll ask him all about the protocols. Is he on right there? Right,
yeah, Coach see. Ron Rivera joins us every Tuesday. And, of course, he's presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Absolutely the best for absolutely the best service. Call 877-CALL-FUR or visit FHFUR.com.
Coach, good morning. Thanks for coming on a game day. Big deal. We appreciate it.
I'm surprised, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. How you guys doing?
Now we're doing okay.
So did you even think about maybe I'll do the junkies today, maybe I'll do it tomorrow after the game? I mean, were you even thinking about that?
Well, the only problem with doing it tomorrow is, you know, we'll probably get back in around 2:30 in the morning. So
might be sleeping.
I just figured might as well do it now.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to be sleeping at that point.
You're a good man. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. So help us. So it's obviously been a crazy week, right, for you, for the country, for the sports team, you know, everything, right? So we get that. Give us kind of an insight into just some of the protocols. So we're waiting on, especially like Taylor and Kyle and those guys.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Say it again.
Okay, sorry. Obviously, it's been a crazy week for everybody. How does it work? Are you testing everybody today or just the guys like on the COVID list? And when will we find out if we have Kyle or Taylor or some of those guys that might be close?
Well, for the most part, what happens is, you know, we're testing guys now that have symptoms, that are showing symptoms. So,
right.
You know, when a guy gets up and he has a fever or a cough or scratchy throat or something like that, he'll come to us and they'll get him into the testing protocols and see where he is.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of how it's been the last few days. And for the most part, you know, one or two guys come up and then you've got to, you know, you switch them out and then hopefully you've got a guy in that position that's a backup ready to roll. And that's kind of how it's been for us all week. It's, you know, I would get a message, hey, such and such is positive. And so then we, you know, I talk to the personnel department, see where we are. And this, we just kind of kept putting our guys together that way.
All right. What about Taylor and Kyle specifically today? Are they?
Time will they test? First of all?
And can they test multiple times today, like up until like 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. or do they only get one crack at it?
No, you get two tests.
Okay.
You know, we've had the guys have already tested their samples on the way to the company that, you know, the lab that does the testing for us. And we're waiting to see. You know, in the meantime, they'll take another test a little bit later, early afternoon, and we'll go from there.
The word on the street from the beat guys is that kind of behind the scenes, you may not like this, but some people have kind of indicated you felt like you were going to get Kyle back of the two. You know, he was out sooner, that kind of thing. Do you still feel comfortable that way? Is that still kind of your position, that they have a real chance, or are you feeling less confident?
Oh, no, you feel like you have a chance, but you just never know. I mean, nobody can predict this, so we've just got to go through and continue to do the protocols, and we'll see what happens. I mean, that's the biggest thing everybody has to understand is that there's no telling what's going to happen. So, again, you just kind of hope for the best and see what happens. We'll go from there.
All right, fair enough. Now, here, I want to say this for you, Coach, and I hope you take this the right way. Sometimes you don't take what I say the right way. All right? I actually think you have – there's a lot in you that reminds me – of Gary Williams. And I don't know if you're familiar with Gary, but Gary's a Hall of Fame coach here at the University of Maryland. And Gary was known, in my opinion, for getting the most out of sometimes the least talent. That guy coached up the underdog as well as anybody in college basketball history, as far as I'm concerned. I feel like I'm comparing you now to a Hall of Fame coach. I feel like you've really, the team has obviously taken on this David versus Goliath theme that you've been promoting. And I think there's a lot to it. I mean, you're taking, you know, journeyman quarterbacks, guys with broken legs, you know, bums, and you're finding ways to win games.
Eric sniffing your jock right now.
I'm just being honest. I don't always do it. Sometimes I'm critical. I think, Coach, we're going to be weirdly competitive tonight. I wouldn't be shocked at all if you pull off a win. I don't care who plays quarterback. I'm serious.
Well,
I think this is where you thrive.
Well, I look at it this way, guys. You know, there's not much more you can do about what's going on, so you might as well make the best of it. And that's kind of always the way I felt. I mean, I am an optimistic person. I believe all you got to do is give us a chance, and we'll see what happens. So, you know, I'm looking forward to tonight. I don't know, you know, who's going to be available until, you know, 4 o'clock, but I will tell you, you know, all we need is all we have.
Yeah. So you'll know. So when will you find out with Taylor and Kyle?
What time?
Well, we have to find out before 4 o'clock because that's when you've got to submit your final transactions.
Your roster.
Day.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
And then why is Gilbert seemingly, if those guys can't go, why is he seemingly the guy, even though Shermer's been here longer?
Well, because, first of all, Garrett played for us in Carolina. He actually played in a couple of games. So he has some familiarity, a lot of familiarity with what we do. So, I mean, he came back and picked everything up right away.
Uh-huh.
Last year, if you watched the Cowboys-Pittsburgh game, he came in and played a heck of a game and they won. Almost won. He's a very steady quarterback. He's got a good arm strength. He can make all the throws.
So we've got some good familiarity with them. And so that was the thing that, you know, we felt most comfortable with in terms of watching him and listening to him and seeing how he's adapted to things. You know, we had 3 days of work with him. You know, the only disappointing thing was on Sunday, which was, you know, was really typically our fast Friday, where we want situational football, everything to go very fast paced. It was 25, 30 mile an hour winds out of the practice field. So We were trying to get the timing down. That, you know, I wish we hadn't had the winds. It would have been great to have, you know, a nice calm day so the guys could have really worked on the timing. But he went through it, made the right reads, made the right throws. Just with the wind, it was tough.
Right.
But he really, you know, he's had 3 good days. So if he's who we go with, hey, we're going.
Why didn't you guys move inside if it was windy?
Because we're going to play at night in the bad weather.
Oh, okay.
In the cold weather.
Gotcha.
It wouldn't have got anything about going inside. Plus, it was the turf, and you really don't want to put those guys on the turf if you don't have to.
Gotcha.
All right. So a couple semantics questions. Where exactly? First of all, if Kyle and Taylor are not cleared for whatever reason, if it's a Baker Mayfield deal where they feel great but they just can't get cleared. Will you have all three of these quarterbacks up?
Well, that we'll have to let you know once we submit the game.
So that's
roster,
proprietary information? That's proprietary? All right.
What about, unfortunately, Sheriff tested positive, so he's out. So what's that do with the offensive line? Is Cosme a go? What are you guys going to do there?
Yeah, Cosme's a go. He'll be ready to roll.
All right.
So, you know, we're on the right side. We'll be okay as well because you know, we do have Sadiq Charles, who's ready to roll too as well. So we feel pretty good about what we're going to have to do.
All right. I'm sorry. I just have another question about the quarterbacks. Can you tell us how Kyle and Taylor? I assume they traveled to the game. How do you handle that when you have guys that are on the list but they're on the cusp of being cleared? Obviously, if you want them available, they have to be there. Do they travel separately? They fly separately? They drive their own selves? How's that work?
Yeah. They have to travel separately, and they have to be quarantined and all that good stuff until they get cleared.
Wow.
And so all those guys are all traveling separately.
How many guys did that are on the cusp?
Well, we haven't traveled anybody separately yet.
Are you still here in town?
No. No. We're here in Philadelphia, ready to roll, and whatever comes, we'll be ready to go.
Oh, so in other words, I'm just trying to read between the lines.
Oh, so hold on.
So Kyle and Taylor haven't traveled yet. If they pass protocol, then they hop on a jet or something, and then they show up. Is that how it works?
Yeah, if we have to do that, we'll do that.
Oh, wow. So they're not there. It's not like they're there.
So none of those guys are there. So the Tim Settles, all those guys.
They have to test at the facilities.
Oh,
I see. Okay, all right.
So this is why we asked the questions,
all right,
Coach.
So now we're learning.
So defensively, it looks like Hurts is going for Philly. Were you guys kind of preparing for that all week?
Well, for the most part, we prepared for both.
Uh-huh.
And getting a couple extra days, a few extra days of practice, I think really benefited us in terms of making sure we're completely prepared.
Uh-huh. So in the secondary, Curl's out, Fuller's out, Traps out. So what are you guys doing there to replace those three?
Well, you know, we feel pretty good about the depth we have right there. You know, the guys that we'll have out there all have played for us, and they're all veteran guys, so we're feeling pretty good about that situation.
And Landon will be up, right? I can't keep track of everybody. Landon will be going.
Yeah, Landon's up. He's ready to roll. He's had a good week. You know, he's actually had a good month and a half, 2 months. You know, kind of really adapting very nice into what we're doing and how we play him.
Are you still pissed off at Antonio for fumbling?
Well, you know, that's the nature of the game. Stuff like that happens. You know what? What you want Antonio to do is just to learn and understand how to protect the ball better.
Right.
Coach, do you feel like this is a must win?
They all are at this point. You know, because the biggest thing I want everybody to understand is, hey, we control it. We really do. And you know, to eliminate any doubt, you got to go out, you got to play, but you got to win. And that's the most important thing.
Were you shocked that New Orleans beat Tampa and shut them out? I was
not shocked that they beat them, and the reason being is if there's been a team that's given Tampa trouble in the last few years, it has been New Orleans.
Right. Yeah, they're 4-0 against them in the regular season against Tom Brady when he's with the Bucs.
Wow. That I didn't know. That's impressive.
Yeah. All right. So you feel pretty good about the defense offensively. There's just so many question marks. How does it, not to kind of jump forward, but it helps you guys that they move the game to Tuesday, but man, it's such a short week to get prepared for Dallas.
Right. But we just played Dallas. The biggest thing, more than anything else, that we've got to be very aware of is just getting our guys, getting their legs back, you know, just getting them some extra rest. That's probably the most important thing that we've got to do with these guys. So, you know, we'll plan accordingly. We'll get everything mapped out in terms of getting ready for these guys and just put ourselves in the best position to go out there and compete.
So can you tell us, because we don't know, we're not in a training room. So when you have a short week like that, I mean, are guys doing, do they do like cryotherapy or like what do you do to?
They'll take advantage of all that stuff that we have. You know, we have the Normatex, which basically is a type of ice bath for the legs.
Right.
We do have the cryotherapy ready to roll. You know, we do have the hot and cold contrast tubs ready to go.
Right.
You know, we do have massage therapists that will come in. So we're going to try and do everything we can to make sure that, you know, the following week these guys are ready to roll.
Right.
So, Coach, with the 7 coaches that are out, how does that affect what you guys do during the game? Or can you just – do you replace them or is it okay? How does that work?
We'll be fine because for the most part, you know, we have the assistant coaches that work with the position coaches that are out. So, you know, we lost a couple of our quality control guys that, you know, that do all the little things. But we have guys that can replace and come in and do that. Other than that, you know, we should be fine with every position.
So, like, for example, your wide receiver coach is out. He has an assistant that will take over?
No, what happened was our senior offensive coach is going to take over, Coach Hostler, who really was the original wide receiver coach. We promoted Drew Terrell last year and moved Haas into the senior advisor position to work with Scott in terms of game planning, stuff like that. But, you know, he is a wide receiver coach, so he'll take over that group. Jennifer King, who's worked with Randy Jordan, will take over that position group. So we feel pretty good about that as well. Then we look on the defensive side, and Jeff Scannini will take over Sam Mills with the D-line.
So you feel like you'll be okay. Like, those guys are obviously valuable, but you'll be, you know, it's not going to be the reason why you'll lose or anything. You'll be able to pull this off.
Yeah, it'll be a thing where I really do feel that this is an easy setup and we'll be fine.
Right.
How did Montez look the last few days?
Oh my gosh, he looked good. He really did. He looked huge out there. He's, you know, moving around very quick, very fast. Just looked, you know, like he's ready to play. And you know, he's been good. He really has. He's had three really good days just getting ready for tonight.
Do you feel like Montez has been sort of unfairly lumped in with Chase? Not to beat up on Chase, but Chase had been struggling for whatever reason. And Montez, you know, is his partner there on the other side. But Montez had been more productive than Chase, at least from our perspective.
Well, I think the unfortunate part is that the expectations on those two guys were probably a little unfair.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know they did put it on themselves a little bit early in the training camp, but, you know, I do think that the expectations were a little unrealistic. I think at the end of the day, the biggest thing we got to do is really just play them one at a time and see how it goes.
Hey, I don't know Gilbert's skill set. I mean, these guys scout, so they know. You're not telling us anything. I mean, how athletic is he? I mean, can we expect him to run gamut of plays that Taylor would run in terms of athleticism and that sort of thing?
Oh yeah, yeah. For the most part, yes. It's the game plan. I mean, it's the playbook. He knows it. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's just getting himself refamiliarized.
Right.
You know, there's some things obviously that we're not going to use just because we haven't had time to get into the game plan book. But for the most part, everything you see out there, Taylor would have done or Kyle would have done if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say, Coach, I've always – this is what I've been maintaining this week. So I'm a fan, so I want you to win, right? I need you to win. It makes or breaks my week, right? The way I look at it is that I don't feel like you guys ask your quarterbacks to do extraordinary things. Like, they all have their own skill sets or whatever, but it's not like you're asking them to make Aaron Rodgers tight window throws too often, right?
The biggest thing that I've always said is that, you know, we're looking for a guy that can manage the game, and when he has to, he's got to make a play, can make it. You know what I'm saying? He can make that tight window throw. He can throw that ball out there on a deep pass. You know, that's what you want your quarterback to do, in my opinion, to not necessarily have to win it, as much as manage it until it's time to make this play. And if he never has to make the play, great. But if he's got to make a play, he can make a couple of plays that helps you and makes the difference in the game.
All right, so just to recap real quick. So Taylor and Kyle's tests are in. You're just waiting for the results. If they come back positive, will they test again, or are they officially out?
I believe they have one more opportunity at that point.
So they can do two.
They can do, all right.
And they can do two, and then they're going to haul ass.
And then they're jumping on Dan's jet to go up to Philly.
Yeah, we do something like that, yes.
And then they would, if they're cleared, they would start even though they've had no reps.
Well, when they clear, we'll, they get up here, we'll see where they are.
Right.
Well, if Taylor, if he's there, he's definitely starting.
Well, I'm just saying, he had no reps.
The biggest thing to always remember about guys like that who've been backups, they don't need a lot of practice. They just need to be in the meetings. They need to see what the game planning stuff is. So,
right.
We'll go from there.
And I'm sure they haven't missed any of that stuff, right? They've been like Zooming in or whatever from meetings.
Oh, yeah. They've been in all of our meetings right now are virtual, so everybody's been Zooming in.
Right.
All right, Coach, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in on game day.
Yeah, big deal to do it on game day.
All right, baby. Appreciate it, guys. Y'all be safe.
All right, you too. See ya.
It didn't really want to give us that much, right? We tried.
He was short, very short answered.
Yeah. I think he's one of those guys that feels like it's game day and, you know, he doesn't want to give any information away. That's what I feel like.
All right. So Coach Rivera was presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electrical. Absolutely the best for absolutely the best service. Call 877-CALL-FUR or visit FHFUR.com. Let's take some calls.
Touch the people?
I think so. What was
Did
your
we
take
learn
on
anything?
It? I thought we asked brilliant questions.
I'm trying to get the most out of them.
We're the best interviewers in the business. I'm trying to get the most out of them.
800-636-1067.
What was your take from Coach Ron's interview? We'll take your calls next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's a Burgundy and Gold Game Day on the Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clean home improvement choice. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. I thought Coach was a little distracted. This is my take.
A little more guarded than usual.
A little short answery.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's just my take on it. But we did learn that none of those guys that are on the COVID list right now are even in Philly. And they're testing at the facility, and if they get those negatives and they can play, they're on a jet and up to Philly with the quickness.
Right.
So who knows when they're going to get the results on Heinicke and
I
Allen.
Thought that was interesting because I would have assumed, as we talked about, that Taylor and Kyle just drove up separately and they were quarantining and just waiting to hear. But he's right. They got to take the test at the facility.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you got to clear, and then they'll have a jet ready, I'm sure.
Right.
They could probably. How long do you think it takes in a PJ to get to Philly?
20 minutes.
If that.
30 minutes, maybe.
I'm going to say 20.
I'm going to say
20 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be there quick.
So that's not going to be a big deal. It's not like. And I also thought it was interesting that, you know, we just assume if Taylor or Kyle clear that they'll start, and I think he indicated that they will, but it is interesting that they'll have no reps, mm-hmm. no physical reps.
Right.
You know? I'm sure, like,
that could
John
be an
Allen
issue.
Was talking about it. He was on a treadmill.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I'm sure those guys were doing those kinds of things to kind of keep their legs and their wind, but nothing replaces game action, and nothing certainly replaces reps. I mean, I wonder, you think Kyle's out there, like, throwing to his wife or something? Like, I wonder what they're doing.
Maybe something like that. Is he allowed to throw in the bubble over there in Ashburn? Can he do that?
No.
He can't even be there.
No, I think when you're in quarantine, you're supposed to be in quarantine. So now I'm sure.
So he can't even be there at all, besides taking the test.
No, you're in quarantine. But I think, you know, obviously if I was in quarantine, I would be going in my backyard and I'd be throwing the football. You know what I mean? I'd be doing stuff in my house. Probably have my wife
out there.
So
we'll probably find out in the next hour if those guys are still negative.
Is that
or
what
still
he said?
Positive?
Is that what he said?
I'm guessing. I mean, it's they probably took the test at 8.
Yeah, but then they get a second crack at it. He said they do get two tests. Yeah. Now, do they have to pass both, or they just get two cracks?
I think they've got to test one. I think they got to test negative twice.
Both times?
Yeah. Unless they change that.
I'm going to say my guess is that they probably get the results within the next hour, but they're not going to release it until
the last second. Right. Although it could leak. You know, I mean, those guys do leak stuff. They may not leak it, but agents, you know, might leak. Who knows?
Hey, we'll find out.
Let's go to Sean in Woodbridge. Sean, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, look, I got a comment here, man. It said something about, you know, Chase Young. Every time you guys ask this guy, Rivera, about Chase Young, he just goes around Robin's barn. Because I think he generally knows that shouldn't have been the second pick in the first place. But he can't ever say that. He can't ever say, well, maybe we made a mistake there. Because
He's not going to say that. He's not going to trash the kid.
Yeah.
Right?
He's not going to say that. And he can't admit that to the fan base because everybody's watching.
Yeah, but you watched last that.
Week. Yeah, watch last week against the Cowboys. You know who should have been the second pick. This guy's a generational linebacker. We should have took him. I'm sorry.
You're talking about Parsons. That was a totally different draft.
Parsons is a rookie.
Yeah. Parsons is a rookie.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying is, the whole thing in a nutshell is Chase Young shouldn't have been taken that because you already had Sweat. If I'm not mistaken, Sweat was already there.
No, what they should have done in perfect hindsight, was Herbert. But they probably would have watched it and taken Tua.
Well, I mean, it's tough to predict the future. Chase Young was a phenomenal college football player, and a lot of people had him.
But you already had a defensive end. Sweat had already showed where he was. It just wasn't necessary.
Yes, but the thought was
Herbert was the pick.
No, nobody knew that at the time. That's just revisionist history. Sean, thank you for the call. Nobody at the time knew that. Nobody knew Herbert was going to hit.
For whatever reason, they weren't in love with those two guys.
It's going to be a slippery slope if you go through the first round of every single draft and say, well, this team should have taken this player.
Yeah, no, of course.
Of course.
And listen, the Chase pick at the time was considered a can't-misser.
Right. It was a safe pick.
That he had the chance, the upside.
Everyone thought he was going to be the next Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah. So, you know, it's hard to quibble. Although, if you look at my timeline... Now, I was wrong a little bit because I had the wrong guy, but I said the moment he was drafted, go to my timeline. If Tua hits and becomes like Russell Wilson or Steve Young or whatever, then that's going to end up being a miss, no matter what Chase does. But I would have been wrong because Tua is not going to be that kind of player. It doesn't appear.
Doesn't look
but
like
Herbert,
it.
Maybe. Still, hard. I'm not going to write off Chase yet. Chase is coming back from an ACL.
And by the way, Ron's been hard on Chase this season.
Ish.
Yeah.
You can't expect a coach to trash his player
publicly. Especially when he's down like that and he's injured. He's not going to do that. But Ron has been very critical of Chase this year, I feel like.
Right. Are you still with me? You were yesterday. And I don't know that you were for my reasons, Valdez. But I am team Ron is a great underdog coach. This is the kind of moment where it shines.
Ron knows how to motivate the team when their back's against the wall.
Yeah,
And you know what? After watching last night's games and seeing how this week these weekday night games are just this slop fest, slug fest, ugly type game, I think that plays into Washington's hands.
Right.
I think Ron knows how to win those grind them out, slug fest, run it a billion times, throw it 15 times a game type game. That fits right into what they were trying to do post-Tampa.
I think they're going to be weirdly competitive tonight. I won't be shocked at all if they win. I don't care who's the quarterback. Now, Jason still thinks one of those guys is going to clear.
I think one of them will. I think if Gilbert plays, I don't think they have a chance of winning. That's just me. You think that if Gilbert plays, they still have a shot at winning.
Yes.
That's what you think.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's
going on the record. But I will say this. I think losing Sheriff is big. I don't think they do particularly well when he doesn't play. I think losing McKissick is huge. And I am the president of the Cam Curl fan club. And him not being there.
Right, that could hurt.
That hurts.
Well, I just think if you're going to start a guy that you picked up off the street, now I know he's with the Pats practice squad, but he hadn't played since last year. But if you pick that guy up and you throw him into a system that he's not really been working with, and you're putting in backup offensive linemen, I think that's bad, especially when it's Sheriff. So I think that could be, and then you don't have your safety valve with McKissick. Yeah,
is that where Gilbert was? He was on the Pats practice squad?
I think he was with the Pats practice squad.
Oh, that's even better than I thought. So he'd been getting
reps. I think he was.
That's even better than I thought. I feel
so
even
you
more
think
confident.
You think Rivera is going to outcoach Sirianni and all those guys?
I just think that the team has a lot of character.
So, I would agree with that.
I just think I like being the underdog.
But character doesn't score touchdowns.
You like being the favorite. I like being the underdog.
No, that's not true. If you saw the wagers I placed on FanDuel
on the underdog. Points. That's because you got a million points.
I've got them on the money line, too, plus 350.
Yeah.
Now, I placed that before. Well, actually, that was.
Did you know the quarterbacks were already out?
I think that's when Allen was placed on the COVID list.
Right.
I'd have to go back and look. But, no, believe me, my FanDuel account will be swole if Washington wins the game. I just don't think it's going to happen.
You better root for him, then.
All right, 800-636-1067. Do you agree with Bickle? And Valdez, that even with all of these distractions and guys
we
out
have a shot.
And question marks and who knows who's going to play QB, that Washington still has a shot to beat Philly. 800-636-106. I think it's a must win. I've said that for days. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.